After reaching the opposite shore of the Ganga, the grief-stricken Lakshman said, O Sumantra, what terrible pain Ram will have to suffer now that he has abandoned his dear wife. Alas, he who wrathfully destroyed the Rakshasas appears to be himself ruled by cruel destiny. The sorrow Ram will feel shall far exceed what he experienced while living in exile under the order of his father. O Prince, do not become overly aggrieved because of Sita or Ram, for long ago your father was informed that one day Ram would have to abandon his wife and suffer the pangs of separation for the remainder of his life. O Lakshman, I promised your father that I would never disclose all of this. However, since you have inquired about Ram's misfortune, now I shall tell you everything. Oh, I should certainly obey the king's order, but it appears that fate is indeed supreme, for I do feel impelled to speak. However, you should never repeat any of this to Bharat or Shatrughna. O Sumantra, please disclose everything now. Yes, once upon a time, Durvasa Muni resided at the ashram of Vasistha during the 4 months of the rainy season in order to execute the required penances for that Chaturmasya. One day, when Maharaj Dasharath came to visit Vasistha, he saw Durvasa Muni seated by the Rishi's side. He respectfully worshipped both sages, and in return, the two Rishis welcomed Maharaj Dasharath, inviting him to sit down with them. And in the course of their conversation, your father asked about his own longevity along with that of his sons. And so, Durvasa Muni told Maharaj Dasharatha, My dear king, once long ago, when the Daityas were hard-pressed in battle against the demigods, they took shelter of the wife of Bhrigu Muni, for she had previously assured them of protection. Seeing this, Lord Vishnu became enraged, and by employing his Sudarshana Chakra, Vishnu severed the head of that ascetic woman. And in retaliation, Bhrigu Muni angrily cursed Lord Vishnu to be born upon the earth as a human being and suffer the pangs of separation from his wife. But after venting his anger in this way, Bhrigu Muni became sorry. Repentantly, he began to worship Lord Vishnu. The Lord became satisfied with Bhrigu Muni, and he voluntarily agreed to accept the consequences of Bhrigu Rishi's curse. So you see, my dear Dasharath, it is for this reason that Lord Vishnu has appeared as your son Ram. For 11,000 years, Ram will rule over the earth from Ayodhya, and two sons will be born unto him through the womb of his beloved wife Janaki. My dear Lakshman, all this was foretold by the great sage Durvasa to your father. So now you should give up your grief, knowing well that whatever takes place is simply in accordance with the will of the Supreme Lord. Hearing Sumantra's words, Lakshman felt great relief and expressed his sincere gratitude to his chief minister. Lakshman and Sumantra passed that night on the banks of the river and the next morning resumed their journey back to Ayodhya. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Ganga, some disciples of Valmiki happened to see Sita weeping, and so they quickly ran to their master, O Gurudev, come quickly, for there is a woman who resembles the goddess of fortune herself, and she is sitting alone in the forest crying. And by dint of his mystic power, Valmiki could understand everything. He rushed to the place where the bereaved Sita was sitting. Valmiki humbly approached Sita. O devoted wife of Lord Ram, O daughter of King Janaka, by the strength of my austerities, I know all that takes place within these three worlds. Thus, I understand your plight. But please, do not be afraid, for near my ashram there are ascetic women who will devotedly care for you as if you were their daughter. Please, come with me now and consider this to be your new home. Valmiki then took Sita and placed her under the care of the female ascetics.